KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Here's what's going on in the way of local news for a Friday, the 31st day of July for 2020, final day, the month of July. Well, faced with a dramatic spike in COVID-19 cases and a turn in teacher opinion, the Amador County School Board has ended plans for students to return to the classroom when the new school year starts. Meeting in special session on Thursday afternoon, the school board heard from Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr. Kerr reported that the county has seen an increase in COVID-19 cases, including 5 on Tuesday and 21 new cases on Wednesday alone, with 61 new cases in the last 2 weeks. Kerr said that chances were better than average that Amador County would be added to the state watch list within a week. Additional restrictions apply to counties on watch lists, including distance learning education only. The board also heard from the district's teachers, including labor representatives and individual educators, most of whom spoke in favor of distance learning and against in-class instruction. According to teacher union officials, a recent poll showed 70% of teachers opposed to returning to in-class instruction, up from 45% from a survey conducted earlier in the month. Citing the new information, especially the spike in case counts, the board voted 4-0 to drop the so-called hybrid model of instruction from the options available to students, which would have included a mix of in-class instruction and distance learning. Parents and students will now pick between either distance learning or homeschooling. School will now resume at its original planned start date of Monday, August 17th, rather than the delayed to August 31st. Coming up at 8:30 this morning, Amador County Unified School District Superintendent Dr. Amy Slavinsky will be our guest. Well, the laboratory-confirmed COVID case count in Amador County now stands at 115. Jackson continues to be the hotspot in the county with 48 confirmed cases, followed by Ione with 27, Pine Grove with 11, then Pioneer, Sutter Creek, Plymouth, and Volcano. The split between men and women continues at about 58 male, 57 female. The largest group to suffer from COVID-19 in the county, the 18 to 49-year-old age group with 44, the 50 to 64-year age group with 35, second 65 and older in at 32. So far, there are currently 46 total active cases of COVID-19 in the county. 69 have been released from isolation. At Thursday morning around 5 a.m., the Amador County Sheriff's Office was notified of a death that occurred at Kit Carson Convalescent Hospital in Jackson. A deputy responded and discovered a 61-year-old male patient of the facility deceased. The deputy was advised the man was tested for COVID-19 on July 24th and received positive test results on July 29th. The deputy performed the initial investigation. Then the chief deputy coroner for the county took over. It was determined the man had been at Kit Carson for about 4 years and suffered from chronic respiratory disease, cerebral vascular disease, heart disease, hypertensive heart disease, and type 2 diabetes. The death was officially determined to be caused by a cardiac-related incident. COVID-19 was present but is not considered to be the cause of death. And cannabis customers without medical cards will no longer be turned away from Calaveras County dispensaries. The three local retailers in the county received the go-ahead to make adult use sales back on July 24th. Business has been up since then. Calaveras County Board of Supervisors rubber-stamped an update to the retail ordinance to legalize retail recreational sales. Now, they join several other counties across the state in doing so. The move was approved on a 3-2 vote with District 1 Supervisor Tuffinelli and District 4 Supervisor Mills dissenting. Under the ordinance, sales of adult use and medical cannabis are only permitted in the professional office or in an area that's approved by zoning. Recreational sales are also legal in San Joaquin County, but neighboring Alpine, Amador, and Tuolumne still have a ban on many cannabis activities, including cultivation and retail sales. And with the surge of forest visitors that is occurring during this drier than normal fire season, the El Dorado National Forest has brought in a fire prevention team to address the increased risk of human-caused wildfires. Legal campfires across the forest are increasing the risk of wildfire. These campfires can escape and become a danger to other visitors and campers. In addition, a large number of vehicles parked along roadways blocking emergency access for fire and law enforcement responders. The fire prevention team will assist the forest with public education and will be launching a regional outdoor safety campaign next week. The prevention campaign will incorporate elements from already established campaigns, such as Be Outdoor Safe, One Less Spark, One Less Wildfire, Ready, Set, Go, and Recreate Responsibly. For more information about recreation and current conditions in the El Dorado National Forest, visit the forest website. And Amador County is now part of a statewide resource database developed to improve individual health outcomes of communities that are at risk from the COVID-19 pandemic. The California Social Resource Database is a service created to help provide comprehensive information on food banks, educational opportunities, employment services, and more to California residents. The database was created by Jay Doshi, a 17-year-old resident of Southern California and a third-year student at Cornell University. You heard me right, 17-year-old third-year student at Cornell University. Now, the CSRD is an online social needs resource database to serve all 58 California counties and individuals in those counties who are at the greatest risk of being affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Doshi and his partners have seen success with the site, with over 7,500 users since its creation just a short time ago. Now, to access the database, go online to caliresources.org. That's caliresources, all one word, .org. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, we invite you to visit our new website at kvgcradio.com.